Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions where nobody goes, stands an ancient castle. Deep within this dank and uninviting place lives...
From FC United of Manchester Radio, Swampy.
Hello.
Overworked servant of the thing upstairs.
Feed me.
But that's nothing compared to the horrors that lurk beneath the trapdoor. For there is always something down there, in the dark, waiting to come out.
Don't you open that trap door?
You're a fool if you dare.
Stay away from that trap door.
Cause there's something down there.
And that might be the sound of relegation, everybody. No, it's not. It's just Swampy in Belgium. Hello, Swampy. How are you?
Blow my neck, Ben. You sound like you're next door.
Well, I am. We're still neighbours in the European Union. Still.
Not for much. Oh, actually, for a bit longer now,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, till Halloween. Ooh. Anyway.
Yeah. Why? I mean, the worst thing is, if they go to the 31st of October, I mean, that's going to ruin my 50th, isn't it? It's the day before. The day before. So basically, we could all travel somewhere in Europe and no one will be allowed back. Oh, actually, that's a good thing, isn't it?
It's a good thing. Right. So anyway, welcome everyone to Red Rebel Radio. This week, sponsored once again by the aftershave Doom. So I've been speaking to Stato Paul because I know you're missing those chats with Paul. And apparently... If we don't win, and if we lose, and some results go a certain way, we could be relegated based on goal difference on Saturday.
Well, that
happy,
is
happy joy
that...
joy happy happy joy joy yay! Come on, everyone! Yay! Just me.
Okay. I think it's just you, in fairness. I think that certainly the writing's on. On the wall, in fairness, I think though the performance from the weekend last Saturday was a lot better than the week before, which doesn't say a great deal. But I think as we said on the show, your players give 100%, you work hard, and you do everything that is expected of you. If you haven't got the quality, or you have obviously you're in a team that aren't winning, then you know. All you can ask your players is to give that 100%, and they certainly did that last week. The goals again were poor to concede, but again, work in progress for next season for a brand new squad, and hopefully you can iron out those problems that we have. But you know, listen, if we go down, we go down, and I think it's highly likely that we're going down now. Last week again, if you look at the results, Ben, they all went in our favour. With the exception of Ashton. What's happened to Ashton? How did they do that? How on earth does a team who are bobbins like ourselves and Nuneaton pull out a 3-0 home victory against a team that basically have had a little bit of an up and down ride recently? But if they'd won their games in hand, they would have been second in this division.
But we want Ashton United to be a bit resurgent, because this weekend Guiseley are hosting Ashton United, and we want Ashton United to win, really. We want a
no,
win as well.
No.
Hear me out. We want a win too. So we'll go up to 34 points with a likely victory against Kidderminster, everyone. We'll go up to 34 points. They'll be on 36 points, but more importantly, Geyser will stay on 37, and that's what we need to happen on Saturday. That's the ideal scenario, I feel.
You think that's the ideal scenario,
yes,
do you?
Ashton United beat Geyser.
Yeah, and then we. So you're hoping that basically that Ashton win this weekend,
yep.
And then we go away to Alfreton like Altrincham did and beat them 10-0 rather than 7.
Yeah, absolutely. Turn that goal difference around. Everybody.
Goal difference around massively.
Yeah.
We then give Blyth a good drubbing.
Yeah.
And by that stage...
Take that, Sparta. Yeah.
We're going all the way... Yeah, you and your North Korea pals.
Yeah.
And then It's just a matter of going to Brackley, who will be securing a playoff spot and beating them there, and then we stay up. Yeah. You see?
In fact, no.
Ben, you know what we've done, don't you? You know what's happening, don't you?
It's back on, everyone.
It's on. It's still on. Yay. I can't believe it. How do we talk ourselves out of the doom and gloom, out of the darkness, into the light?
I remember.
We just did it again.
I remember once upon a time, Fails were getting in touch saying that we were being really negative and all that. That was a couple of seasons ago. Look at us now. It's like Paddy Craren's joined us, and we're doing this, everybody. We're going to stay up.
We are. It's as if we've just popped a couple of pills and they've just started working. And all of a sudden, we've got exuberance, colour, we've got life, we've got...
Pro Plus.
Pro Plus. Oh, possibly Pro Plus.
Is that still a thing? Is that still a thing, Pro Plus?
Anyway, so we've decided we're staying up. Do you know some bad news, though, Ben?
What's the bad news?
You know, here's me last week lording over everyone, saying how well Union are playing, top of the division, three games won, 5-1 last Saturday, absolutely battering teams all above us, as in league above us, every team we've played so far, a league above us, and what goes and happens, we can't qualify for the playoff final.
Why?
Because those people at UEFA, is it UEFA or is it FIFA?
UEFA.
UEFA. I don't know UEFA. We can't play because our youth team aren't in the elite league. We're in the regional league, which comprises of mainly second division and third division teams in Belgium, and therefore, because our team isn't in the elite league, we do not qualify and therefore cannot go forward, do not pass goal, do not collect €200. Basically, we've been playing football for no reason at all. And the thing is, we have to continue to play. We can't now say, all right, okay, we're not going to play anymore. We're going to play. I've already bought a mini-season ticket for the 5 home games, and we were going to all the away games. It's just basically pointless. But yeah, so WAFA have said that we can't. We can't compete. And they also said our ground grading wasn't up to standard. Have they ever been to Bala? Have they ever been to a small Welsh football ground, which is beautiful, don't get me wrong. It's lovely and wonderful, and FC United have played there. However, to suggest that our ground at Union isn't up to that standard, my goodness gracious me. I've seen North West County standard of grounds that teams playing in this WAFA Cup. But no, very upset, very distraught about it all. And to make matters worse, Ben, this is why I like you. Now, I knew there was, there's many reasons why I like them. Tomorrow's game, we were all travelling to the borders of France to play a game.
It's only a small country, Belgium. Technically, you are on the border of France wherever you go.
Well, some might say, but it is an hour and 35 minute journey.
Is that 8 o'clock kick. Is that by bike?
Yes, we all had our berries and onions and our stripey shirts, Ben.
I wasn't doing that kind of joke.
Oh, okay. I was just, you know, making sure you weren't. But we were going to go there. The kick off at 8 o'clock. So there was a problem that we could go on a coach. But apparently the coach couldn't bring us back, so they were making preparations to hijack a train, keep it in the station until we have finished the game, and then all legged it back to the train station and let the driver go. We were all prepared to do that, but what we weren't prepared to do is pay €21 to get into the ground. €21. It's €10 to watch Union. Most grounds are between 10 and 15, but €21 to watch a game of football in a competition that makes no difference to us. And even regardless of whether it made a difference or not, it would have been the same. There's an all-out boycott, Ben. All-out boycott. All-out boycott. No Union fans are going to the game. But there you go. I mean, that's the good thing. FC United and Manchester Union, they've got principles, boycott, no one going. we were going to actually go in their end because their supporters said you'd come in our end because it was cheaper. But we decided against that. The same with Circle Bruges. They said the same. The tickets are overpriced. Come in our end and you get a discount. It's just ridiculous.
I can't help but feel, Swampy, that you've landed on your feet with Union St Giles. I really feel like you've found your perfect soulmate in life.
It takes away the doom and gloom of the mundane Brussels life, I suppose. You know, that's the downside when you're having to go out and just enjoy yourself all the time. You need something to bring you down.
Yeah,
you know, a peg or two. Like Theresa May. And the worst thing is, I mean, all of this Brexit nonsense, just realised that means Farage is going to be here still.
If he can't get rid of him. If he gets elected, that is, Swamper.
But see, it does make good television, because I do watch the European Parliament quite a lot, and it's certainly when they're in town, that there are...
Happen.
No, it's not. They're often being talked about rather than talked to, because most of the time they can't be bothered.
Anyway, just to move this back to football, congratulations to the women's team on Wednesday night. It was a great game of football against Stockport County, proper game of two halves, and really enjoyed covering it. And FC United now involved in the title race through to two cup finals. It's not been a bad season thus far, but they've got to cram in about 15 games now over the next 2 weeks or something silly.
Not at all. I mean, that's a great result against Stockport County. We know the quality of Stockport County. He's an ex-FC United coach and community coach that worked with me who plays for Stockport County. She's an FC United supporter. So to play at Broadhurst Park was, in a way for her, was a dream come true. And one of the reasons why she never joined, and it's no disrespect to FC United, Manchester's women's team, is but when they formed, they were up to the standard that she was, and therefore... to drop down to so many divisions, she couldn't do so. So she stayed at Stockport County. And fantastic result for them. And that will give them so much more belief that they can go on and win the league. I mean, what is it, 3 points difference between the two teams now?
No, it's 7 points, but FC's got 3 games in hand.
So it's... So it's 7 points. Well, in that case...
They're having
to
play 2 games a week now for the rest of the season.
I think at this stage of the season, when you are where you are, you're in two cup finals, you know, it will carry you. You know, the quality of your football, the fact that there's made it is a great prize at the end of it. You can carry you through. Got a decent squad as well, so he can rotate. You know, his squad if he needs to as well. And that results. I mean, if they've been beaten on Saturday, I mean on Wednesday, then they probably would have thought that's it. You know, we can't climb. Although with 3 games in hand, you can get the 9 points back. But the psychological benefit there of winning that game against a very very good Stockport County team, and it's interesting because didn't Stato say on the show last week when we were talking about the game, it's about time they got beat, and this Sunday will be this week will be the week that we do it. So, I'm really pleased for them. And obviously, they won 2-1 in the Argyle Cup against Merseyrail Ladies.
Yeah, that happened.
Wow. And the thing is, Ben, I mean, people don't know this. You spoke to me maybe 25 minutes ago, and I said, oh, damn, I've got to go and meet Hidden Gems, with another great radio show, at 2:30 in a local hostelry around the corner from my house. And realising that the show had to be done, I jumped out of bed because I was having a lazy day. Jumped out of bed, ran round looking for my headset, found my headset, looked for my gong, and I'm staring at a blank piece of paper with no material on whatsoever, and therefore everything I've just said, I remembered.
And you know what, everyone, Swampy's just ran out of bed. I've got a 10-month-old on my shoulder here, poorly asleep. And you know, we're doing this show pretty much just for a couple of listeners who get really annoyed if we don't do a show. So
I don't blame them. And I will say I'm actually multitasking because I'm actually looking through the Carrefour Hyper Deals Hyper Promotion pamphlet that came through this morning, Ben. Yeah, I take it you've got. I mean, I know. After 3 weeks down the line, you'll certainly have your Aldi brochure. You have it to hand, Ben?
Can we come back to this next week where you can ask me the same question again, and you might get a different answer? We'll call it Meaningful Feature 4. That's what we'll call it.
Okay, well, no problem at all. I mean, what I could do, if it's a problem, I could actually post one out to you, making sure that it arrives, and then basically...
What's the point in that? You want to compare Belgian prices with British prices, don't you?
Good point, yeah. Well, that's a good point, yeah. Oh, that's very nice. Oh, it's a beautiful... €37.45 a month over 20 months, 0% interest, sold for £749, the ensemble, the whole ensemble, it's beautiful. You know what, Ben, I might go for that. And that's from Carrefour. They're French, they're one of the largest independent supermarkets in Europe.
So
very good.
I've worked in haulage, and I know what's what with regards to retail in Europe. I'm all over it. Anyway,
I've also got a Brico. They're another at the moment. They're specialising in all things DIY. They're like the B&Q of or Wix of, but not the Do It All, because they don't exist anymore, do they?
Didn't they become Homebase?
Homebase, yeah, but I don't know a great deal about Homebase. More about Freebase.
Homebase is owned by Sainsbury's. So that's about as much as I know.
Yeah, but I'm sure they've. I think they closed down. There's one in Cheadle, but that's a Morrison's. That's a Morrison's next to it though. It's not a Sainsbury's.
Anyway, so back to the football
actually next door. Believe it or not, it's next door to the outdoor centre, which sells everything for outdoors, and you get a little discount card when you join, and you can go and buy tents and things like that.
This weekend's match is FC United against Kidderminster Harriers, Guiseley against Ashton United. That's pretty much it now, Swampy. There's no chance of us catching Darlington. Darlington are safe, so it is literally just us three battling it out for one spot.
What, Ben, can I ask what's three?
Pardon?
What's three?
Relegation, cost you nothing. Three teams for two spots.
Can three FC United,
what's your gut feeling now, as we're in the middle of April? Can FC United do it?
Ben, I'm gonna give two answers here. No.
Are you
and
Boris
yes.
Johnson? You can't do two things like that. Nail your colours to the mast. Come on.
I live in Europe. I can do what I want, Benjamin. I can do what I want. I can call you Benjamin if I want. Or, because over here your name is very popular. Benjamin is a very popular name. Ben, people don't shorten the beautiful name Benjamin here. They call everyone Benjamin rather than Ben. I mean, my dog, you call dogs and cats Ben, don't you?
Here's an interesting fact, Swamper. I was actually, like Indiana Jones, I was named after the dog. I had a dog called Ben.
Well, there you go. I mean, we had a dog called Ben. Was it a West Highland Terrier, was it?
No, Golden Retriever.
A Golden Retriever. I see. Very nice. You're a bit posh. You, Golden Retrievers, they were expensive then. I bet you had it because of Blue Peter, didn't you? An avid watcher of Blue Peter, so he thought, oh, I'll have a Golden Retriever. But anyway, the question to the answer, my heart is certainly saying, it's still on! Yes, come on, believe! If we can still do it, you know, in the same way as, yes, Chris Smalling will be signed for by Barcelona on a 5-year deal worth £50 million. A week at the end of the season because he's that good. Ralph Milne, indeed, was the greatest winger.
Smalling is the kind of player who, back in the day playing Championship Manager, I would do that to. I would put their value up to that much, take over Barcelona and sell him for that much to Barcelona and then resign from Barcelona. And live off the money at the club I sold him from. That's the cheat. That's the how you used to cheat on course on a Championship Manager. And
you nearly said that's how you cheat on course. You can Malcolm's there.
It's because that's the next thing I'm going to talk about.
Hold on, that's how you cheat on course. You can Malcolm's.
Yeah.
What you do is you buy Barcelona. I never played these capitalist games, Ben. To be honest,
capitalist that's why games.
Yeah, you know, buying and selling, making
Monopoly.
Fortunes.
You never played Monopoly.
capitalist nonsense. Absolutely disgraceful. Basically, how to take as much money as you can off people, and if they can't afford to pay the money that they don't really owe you or should never owe you, you basically send them to prison.
Oh, they just do the pots as a punishment.
They do the pots.
Yeah, it's just a game. Well,
Michael pots.
No, the dishes.
They do the dishes.
Yeah.
Which
game? You can't pay your bills. Get the pots done.
Ben, get that dog walks. Oh no! Look, one more go. I'll give you 200. I've got 200 quid left. I'll give you that. Let me play the game. No, get the dog walks. Oh, I'm in jail. Ooh.
Anyway, just to say, Kushkan Malcolm is back on Saturday. It's the last one of the season. The Zhang Wills, a great name, 4-piece indie band from the Northwest. They'll be taken to the stage, as will Poet Laureate Angry Bear. Angry Bear. Have you ever heard Angry Bear?
Yes.
Very good.
Mm.
It's very good. Anyway, that's as far as
I'm going. I thought you were gonna. And here's a little clip.
No. I don't think that he's been recording, has he? He's not been on Newsnight Review. I don't think he has. Anyway, just to say then, obviously this weekend FC United are going to beat Kidderminster Harriers, no doubt about it, and Ashton United will beat Geisler. Then on Friday, Ashton United will be hosting Chester, Blyth Spartans will be hosting Geisler. That'll be the last three games. It'll form part of a three-game slump for both Ashton United and Geisler, who will then fail to pick up a point till the end of the season. On Saturday, FC United will be travelling to Alfreton, where we'll be in the press section, so named because somebody stuck press all over it in numerous letters. And then on Monday, it's FC United.
With biscuits as well.
FC United will be hosting Blyth Spartans in the last home game of the season. That's on Bank Holiday Monday. And we finish
it
off.
It's also Youth United Day.
Youth United Day, of course. And then we finish things off away, not too far from London, Brackley Town. And at that stage, they also take you to the field for their last games of the season. Ashton United will be hosting Altrincham, and Geisler will be travelling to the North Home to take... Is it North Home?
I've got my phone. Where's your phone?
Is it North Home? I've just made up. That's Gainsborough's ground, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Geisler will be travelling to the Agra to take on the Kidderminster Harriers. So I've been doing rugby league this week. The Kidderminster Harriers.
Hi, welcome to the Kidderminster Harriers. Yes. Right, so what you're saying there, Ben, is everything you just said there,
yep.
Which was really good, and I'm really, really, really like that you've got this keenness and a belief that we're going to succeed. But come Saturday,
yep.
When you're doing it, it'll be off.
Yep.
You just said the opposite thing anyway, like you did last week.
What do you mean?
Well, on this show you went, ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma, and then the following day, doing on the show, you went, ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma. Hold on a second, he's just ma-ma-ed. And last night it was ma-ma-ma-ring, and now he's ma-ma-ma-ring. He should have been ma-ma-ring the day after, but you weren't, because you were with Woodzo, you're going, ma-ma-ma. And Woodzo's going, hold on, Swampy says you went ma-ma-ma last night.
And on that note, that is the end of this week's Red Rebel Radio. Tune in
no, it's
tomorrow
not. No, it's,
for It'll
no,
Be On.
No, what? No. No, because you never actually asked me what I think will happen.
Oh.
Well, you did ask me. Goodness gracious, how high-pitched is that? There's cats and dogs in Salford. Cats and dogs in Salford's dog's home going, oh, wow, what was that noise?
Salford dog's home.
you asked me, and then you went on to Kushkan Malcolm's. My heart is saying, yes, we stay up. My head is saying, I think we'll get beat tomorrow as well, unfortunately. However, my heart is saying we can do it most certainly.
Come on.
And a real opportunity to go out there and enjoy football. Next week, by the way, just to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, I am back, so the show will probably be coming live. Oh, I know, I'm going to do show from Belgium next Friday because it's a late evening flight, but I will be live together with yourself and probably... JCL, if he's is he available for the rest of the season now?
Jimmy, come late, let.
Yes,
he'll be with us tomorrow. I don't know if he's coming to Alfreton or not, but yeah.
And the worst thing is the last game of the season, actually, is only about 50 miles from where I live.
Well, there you go.
Swansea, and I'm going to come all the way back, but it's been excellent. I've enjoyed it.
What's your final song?
Good question. As I said, really prepared for this show. I've actually done half of it on the toilet, but I didn't want to tell anybody that. Let's have a think. There is, you might like this, there's a band I had a listen to the other day, which is quite interesting, actually. Name-wise, they're called the Cannibal Mosquitoes. And are you there? I've lost you. The Cannibal Mosquitoes, and they're French. They're a guitar surf band from France. And I think they're on, let me just see if I can, because what I did is this, wherever I can find, this is great radio, this is good job it's not live. Imagine doing this, and it wasn't, it was all kept in, and Ben didn't do his fantastic editing like he normally does. Photos, there we go. There we go. Well done, Ben. I have a list of songs about Brexit. I'm not going to take the credit for it. I was listening to Dandelion Radio. I don't know if you've listened to Dandelion Radio. It's Bandcamp, isn't it? From Dandelion Radio.
No idea.
No? No idea. Anyway, there's a couple of good tracks there. But yeah, it's a Cannibal... What did I say then? Cannibal Mosquito. Super, Super Street Hawk is the name of the song. And on the Savage Cannibalism record label. They're, as I say, from France. And they're a guitar... It's like a guitar surf band. They seem okay. It's a little bit different. If you want to listen to some good... EU stuff. Listen to Frizz Frizzle, Deep EU Something, or Melida Kay and the Brexit Hokey Cokey. There's a band also, Regrets Won't Do on Brexit Day by Milquin featuring Alan Minnie. There's a whole host of different stuff available to you. But anyway, I need to go and see my friend Hidden Gems.
Scott Taylor.
Indeed, I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to now, I've just had a look in the mushroom drawer, and they're not looking like mushrooms anymore. I think they're going to have to go. And on that.
We're going to have to go as well. Swampe, farewell. Bye.
Take care, everyone.
This is FCUM Radio, where fluorescent coloured football boots are completely unacceptable.